to us by Pastor Philip, titled The Sword of the Spirit.
这个早上的信息是由许牧师为我们宣讲， 题目是圣灵的宝剑。
Good morning, everyone.
各位早晨。
Let's bow for a word of prayer.
让我们开始的时候祷告。
Father, we thank you for it is your grace that again allows us to come into your presence.
天父多谢你，凭着你的恩典，让我们今早能够来到。
Father, we ask that your Spirit will fill us.
求天父你的灵浇灌在我们当中。
Humble us before your throne.
让我们在你宝座面前谦卑下来。
That as we approach you,
当我们去靠近你,
we are in awe and fear of you.
让我们有一个敬畏的心,
that we have a heart that is worshiping you.
让我们有一个敬拜你的心。
Father, we pray that you will open our ears to hear your word.
求你打开我们的耳朵, 让我们听见你的话语。
Soften our hearts to receive your word.
软化我们的心去接受你的话语。
You will draw us closer to you today.
让我们在今天里面靠近你。
Enlighten the darkness within us.
求你减轻我们里面的黑暗。
Shine forth your word into our souls.
让你的话语照亮我们的灵。
That we will seek after you.
让我们去寻觅你。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣的名字祈求。
Amen.
Amen.
I hope that you've been enjoying our study through Ephesians.
希望你们都会享受我们讲以弗所书这一系列的讲道。
This is the second to last sermon on Ephesians.
讲到以弗所书，今次是尾二的一个讲道了。
And Paul has been giving us very important instructions.
保罗给我们一些很重要的指示,
on how to live the Christian life.
就是如何去过一个基督徒的生活。
Right, Ephesians has been a very practical book.
以弗所书是一个很实际的一卷书。
And everybody says, I want practical theology.
个个人都说我想听一些实际的神学。
And therefore, I hope that you've been really applying the truths that we've been learning.
我期望的就是你们现在是用我们所学到的真理。
Paul's been talking about how do we walk worthy of our calling.
保罗这里是教我们怎样行事为人与我们蒙召的福音相称。
How do we go to live a life that honors and pleases God?
我们怎样可以过一个讨神喜悦、荣耀神的生活呢?
Because we know that the Christian walk is not easy.
因为我们知道过一个基督徒的生命是不容易的。
This walk of sanctification in our lives where God is making us holy each and every day.
我们就是过一个成圣的生命，是每一日神使我们成圣。
It's a tough road.
这个是一条不容易走的路。
Putting off sin each and every day in our lives does not come easy.
每一天要致死我们里面的罪也不是容易。
Because in many ways we live in a broken and sinful world.
因为我们就是活在一个破碎充满罪的世界。
And there is a spiritual war going on.
而实在是有一场属灵的战争在这里。
Satan is fighting against God.
因为撒旦是与神争战。
And he wants to delay his defeat and push away God.
他就是要将神赶出去，他要打败神。
And we're affected by that.
而在这个过程里面，我们亦都受影响。
And therefore, we're not going to be able to live this Christian life by our own strength.
所以凭着自己的力量，我们不能够活出一个基督徒的生命。
Without God's help, we cannot walk the worthy walk worthy of our calling.
如果没有神的时候，我们行事为人，亦都不能够配得照我们的恩相称。
You know, we can't just suck it up and put our own strength into it and be determined.
我们不可以说就这样咬实牙根，有一个决定说我们要这样做。
Because the Bible's Paul saying is that we're not strong enough.
保罗这里跟我们说，我们实在不够。
Paul says we need to walk by the strength of the Lord.
保罗说我们要凭着主的力量而行。
And you do that by putting on the full armor of God.
那你怎样做呢? 就是当你穿上神整副的军装。
The only way that you will be able to stand in faith is if you put that armor on faithfully.
唯有穿上 行切穿上这个军装，你才能够站立得稳。
You know, and today we're actually coming to the final piece of that armor.
今天我们就讲到军装最后的一样。
The sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God.
这个就是 圣灵嘅宝剑，呢个就系神嘅话语。
Are the sword of the Spirit.
圣灵嘅宝剑。
It's synonymous with the word of God.
即系话系神嘅话语。
And the word, the sword of the Spirit plays a vital role in our defense in battle.
圣灵嘅宝剑喺我哋防卫当中系有一个好重要嘅角色。
And on the other side of that,The sword of the Spirit is our only offensive weapon that God has given us to fight the spiritual war.
另外一个方法就是圣灵的宝剑是唯一一个武器神给我们用在这个属灵的战争中。
So God has given you this sword.
所以神已经将这个宝剑赐过给你了。
And it's a powerful weapon that you are to use and wield as a Christian.
这个是一个很有能力的武器作为一个基督徒，你是要去用的。
And today we're going to be looking at three points, as we look at this sword of the Spirit.
当我们要看属灵的宝剑的时候，我们用三方面的去看。
Right, the first is the sword as the word of God.
首先，宝剑是神的话语。
Secondly, the sword's defensive power.
第二就是宝剑防守的能力。
And third, the sword's offensive purpose.
第三就是宝剑攻击的作用。
So the first point, the sword as the word of God.
第一点，宝剑是神的话语。
Right, very simple. The sword is defined as the sword of the Spirit is defined as the word of God.
圣灵的宝剑就是神的话语。
Right, why are they synonymous?
为什么这两个是有同样的意思呢？
Because we have to understand that there's a very intimate relationship between the Holy Spirit and God's word.
我们要知道圣灵和神的话语是有一个很密切的关系的。
Very intimate relationship.
一个很密切的关系。
Why? Because every word of God.
为什么呢？因为神每一个话语
is breathed out through the Spirit.
是藉着圣灵感应的。
So the whole work of the Spirit is to apply the word of God.
所以圣灵就是帮助我们去运用神的话语
Apply it to our hearts.
在我们的心里面来应用
God's word is revelation that is given to us.
神的话语就是祂对我们的启示
But it's the Holy Spirit that gives us insight to know God's word and to understand it.
但是是圣灵让我们去明白神的话语
Without the work of the Holy Spirit in God's word,
如果神的话语是没有圣灵的话
The Bible is not helpful for you. It does nothing for you.
圣经对于我们来讲就没效用了。
It's the Spirit that makes God's Word alive in you.
是因为圣灵使神的话语在你里面是活着的。
And it's the Spirit that makes God's Word be able to be applied in our hearts.
也都是圣灵让我们在心里面能够应用神的话语。
Now the question I want everybody to ask and answer today is,
今天我希望在座各位都问自己这个问题，也都给自己一个答案。
Do I really believe the Bible is the Word of God?
我是不是真心相信圣经是神的话语呢？
Right, do I truly believe from the depths of my heart that this Bible, this book is the God's Word?
在我心灵的深处，我是不是实在相信这一本圣经是神的话语呢？
All right, and answering that question has huge implications on how we live our lives for Christ.
你如何回答这一个问题，就对我们如何的去生活有一个很大直接的影响。
This sword is a weapon that's given to you to use, to wield.
这一把的宝剑是给过你去用的。
It's part of your armor.
这个是你军装其中之一样。
Question is, do you trust in this sword to defend you, to help you to fight off the enemy?
个问题是你愿不愿意用这把宝剑去防守自己，去抵挡你的敌人。
Do you have faith to rely on it?
你有没有信心去依靠它?
Is your faith strong or is it just wishy-washy?
你是不是有一个坚定的信心,抑或你是有一个马马虎虎的信心?
It's very important.
这个是很重要的。
Because when we neglect God's word,
当我们忽略神的话,
we are not walking by the Spirit.
我们就不是凭圣灵而行。
A Christian cannot neglect God's word.
因为一个基督徒不可以忽略神的话。
Otherwise, we will all be defeated in the battles.
否則在戰場上我們一定會被擊敗。
If you remember, as we've been going through the confession today, as well as the last whole month,
在過去的一個月和今天我們都有講到信仰信條。
Chapter 1 describes the Bible as the inspired, infallible, written word of God.
第一章講到聖經是神所默示的,是無誤的,是神的話語。
And the Bible is the ultimate rule of faith and of life.
而聖經最終就是要去掌管我們的信心和我們的生命。
That was actually part of point 1 and 2.
其實第一、第二章都是這樣講。
So that's what the Bible claims to be.
聖經就是有這個宣告。
The Bible claims to be the authoritative word of God.
聖經宣告,聖經本身就是神有權柄的話語。
And that one of the proof texts that we all are usually familiar with is 2 Timothy 3, verse 14 to 17.
那我們怎樣去引證這件事呢? 就是從提摩太後書3章14至15節。
It's important for us to know this and remember this.
我們要去熟悉這些經文是很重要的。
It says, but as for you, continue in what you have learned and have firmly believed, knowing from whom you've learned it, and how from childhood you have been acquainted with the sacred writings, which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith in Christ Jesus. All scripture is breathed out by God and profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, and for training in righteousness. That the man of God may be competent, equipped for every good work.
但你们所学的、所确信的，要存在心里，因为你们知道是跟谁学的，并且知道你们是从小明白圣经。这圣经能使你们因信耶稣基督有得救的智慧。圣经都是神所默示的。 於教訓督責,使人歸正,教導人學義,都是有益的,叫屬神的人得以完全,預備行各樣的善事。You
see Paul's description of Scripture.
這裡保羅怎樣描述聖經啊?
They are called sacred writings.
這個是神所默示的。
Now they're breathed out by the very Spirit of God.
是神的靈所默示的。
You know, this divine inspiration by God is by the Holy Spirit.
是透過聖靈去默示。
So we have to realize that this sword that we wield is not made by human hands.
我們要很清楚明白到我們手拿這個聖靈的寶劍不是人手所做的。
The sword of the Spirit itself is made by the Spirit of God, by God Himself.
聖靈的寶劍是神自己所做的。
Now that's made very clear to us by 2 Peter 1 verse 21.
這裡在彼得後書第一章21節就很清楚地講給我們聽了。
It says, for no prophecy was ever produced by the will of man, but men spoke from God as they were carried along by the Holy Spirit.
因為預言從來沒有出於人意的,乃是被聖靈感動說出神的話來。
It's the power of the Spirit that moved men to write God's word.
就是聖靈去感動人。
And God's word is that perfect, inspired word of God.
而神的话语就是圣灵完全的感动人所写下的。
You know, Psalms 19 says, the law of the Lord is perfect. The law is perfect.
诗篇第19章第7节说,耶和华的律法全备。
And Proverbs 35 says, every word of God proves true.
箴言30章5節也都說,神的言語是煉正的。The
word true in Hebrew means flawless, it means it's pure.
煉正的意思在希伯來話來講,即是完美無瑕。So
God's word is perfect, it's flawless, it's infallible.
神的話語是完美無瑕疵,無誤的。You
know, do we trust that?
信不信靠神的话语呢?
Do we trust that God's word is infallible?
我们信不信神的话语是无误的呢?
Do I cling on to every word that is written within the Bible?
我有没有捉紧圣经的每一句话呢?
You know, as we learned today, the Bible is sufficient for man's needs.
圣经是足够满足人的需要。
And today it talked about scripture being sufficient for salvation.
今天也讲到说, 聖經是能夠 足够让人得救。
That's basically what 2 Timothy 3:15 says.
其实提摩太后书的第十五节就是这样说
了。Scripture is able to make man wise for salvation through faith in Christ Jesus.
这圣经能使人因信基督耶稣有得救的智慧。
The idea that it's able, that it's sufficient.
那个意思就是说有足够的能力的。
It's enough to bring one to Christ.
有足够的能力将一个人带到去基督那里。
That God's word is clear for us to understand the road to salvation.
神的话语是很清楚的让人知道怎样能够得救。
And it is the Holy Spirit that opens the eyes to His Word.
亦都是圣灵去开启我们的眼，让我们看得到。
You know that the Bible is basically written so that we can know there is salvation.
圣经写下来的原因就是让人能够知道，能够得救。
You know, nothing is more clear than my favorite verse, John 3:16.
没一句金句比我喜欢的这句金句是更加清楚，这个就是约翰福音三章十六节。
It shows directly, clearly how we can be saved.
这里很清楚地讲到我们如何能够得救。
For God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life.
神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
In verse 17, God tells you why Jesus was sent.
而第十七节就话俾你听，点解耶稣被差到嚟呢度。
God did not send his son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through him.
因为神差他的儿子降生，并不是要定世人的罪，乃是要叫世人因他得救。
Right, salvation is clear.
救恩是很清楚写下的。
That it comes through Christ.
是藉着基督。
That there's no salvation except through Christ.
除他以外并无拯救。
Not only is the Bible sufficient for salvation.
圣经不单只是足够给了我们救恩。
But verse 17 is sufficient to equip man for every good work.
第十七节也讲到，也都足够的预备属神的人行各样的善事。
Alright, so it's sufficient to tell you how you can be saved. Trust in Jesus alone for salvation.
他足够的告诉你，你唯独信靠主耶稣基督为你的救主，你能够得救。
But now the Bible is sufficient for every good work that God calls you to do.
但是圣经也都足够的预备你行各样的善事。
What does that mean?
意思是什么？
What does that mean?
这个是什么意思呢？
The Bible doesn't tell me, you know, which person I should marry.
圣经没告诉我听我应该跟谁结婚。
Doesn't tell me which college I should go to.
也没告诉我听应该上哪间大学。
Doesn't even tell me what I should study.
也没告诉我听在哪里读书。
You know, and there's so much the Bible doesn't say.
有很多东西圣经都没讲的。
So how is it really sufficient to guide me?
那怎样去能够有足够的力量去带领我呢？
It's sufficient. The principles in the Bible are sufficient.
因为圣经的原则就已经足够了。
We're meant to apply everything that Scripture teaches us to make those choices wisely under the Spirit.
我们就是会应用圣经的原则在我们日常生活里面，在我们的抉择上面。
God, the Bible gives us wisdom for every aspect of our lives.
因为圣经已经在生命每一个环节里面给了我们智慧。
Practical direction.
是一个很实际的方向。
Something so simple as seek first his kingdom and everything else shall be given unto you.
很简单的就是要先寻神的国和祂的义，一切的东西都会赐给你。
Very simple. We look for a husband. It says do not be yoked with unbelievers.
如果我们要去寻找一个配偶的，很简单，祂说不可以同父一轭的一切。
You know, and there's direction for each and every aspect of our lives.
在我们的生命每一个环节都有一个方向。
How we are to be humble before the Lord.
我们怎样可以在神面前是谦卑下来。
How we are to be humble before each other.
我们怎样可以彼此的谦卑下来。
How we are to learn to love one another more than we love ourselves.
我们怎样可以爱别人多过爱自己。
To care for the needs of others more than my own.
我们怎样可以关心别人多过关心。 傷自己。
Now, these are all the principles if we apply them to life every day.
我們每天都可以運用這些原則在我們的生活上面。
God is sanctifying us, making us holy.
神是使我們成聖。
That's making you more like Christ.
就是使你更像基督。
And every good work that he calls you to do.
而他呼召你去行每一個的善行。
If you apply God's word,
如果你是运用神的话语,
you're walking in the Spirit.
你就是凭着圣灵而行。
To strive for righteousness and holiness.
我们去寻觅的就是公义圣洁。
These are the things the Bible calls us to do.
神就是要呼召我们这样去做。
And it's only through his word can we know these things.
唯独藉着他的话语我们先至知道怎么做。
You know, and what we have to also realize is that God's word is always effective.
我们也都要知道神的话语必然有效。
Isaiah 55:11 says, So shall my word be that goes out from my mouth. It shall not return to me empty, but it shall accomplish that which I purpose, and shall succeed in the things for which I sent it.
我口所出的话也必如此，绝不徒然返回，却要成就我所喜悦的，在我发他去成就的事上必然亨通。
And this word of God, how is it made effective?
这个神的话语怎样才是有效用呢？
It's made effective because the Holy Spirit dwells within every Christian.
是有效用的，因为圣灵居在每一个信徒的心里面。
One important verse is Hebrews 4:12, but I didn't put it on the projector, but for the word of God is living and active, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing to the divisions of soul and of spirit, of joints and of marrow, and discerning the thoughts and intentions of the heart.
希伯来书四章十二节这样讲，神的道是活泼的，是有功效的，比一切两刃的剑更快，甚至灵与魂、骨节与骨髓都能刺开、刺入、剖开，连心中的意念和主意都能辨明。
God's word is used by the Spirit.
神的话语是被圣灵所使用。
To cut into our hearts, to our souls.
就要刺透我们的心、我们的灵。
It brings about conviction of sin.
让我们能够知罪。
It brings about conversion to trust and put our faith in Christ.
让我们能够认罪、悔改、信靠主耶稣基督。
And we have to be able to see that work being made in our lives each and every day.
我们也都每一天在我们的生活里面看到神这个的工作。
Are we being made holy more and more each and every day?
我们是不是每天更加的成圣呢？
If the Holy Spirit and His Word dwells and lives within us,
如果神的话语、神的圣灵在我们里面居住，
we will seek righteousness.
我们会寻找公义。
We will desire to be holy.
我们会渴望成为圣洁。
We will desire to turn from the bad things and sins that God describes.
我们会渴求转离罪，离开神不喜悦的东西。
And we're not doing it by our own strength.
而我们也不是靠自己的力量去做。
It's the Holy Spirit that opens our eyes to see our sin.
因为是圣灵打开我们的眼睛，让我们看到自己的罪。
If we are so comfortable in sin,
如果我们在罪里面是很舒服的，
that we don't have a conscience that wants to change,
我们没有一个良知要改变，
it's telling us something that we're still blind.
其实就告诉我们一件事，我们还是瞎眼的。
We're still blind. The Holy Spirit has not opened our eyes to see the filthiness of our sin.
我们是瞎眼的，因为圣灵还没打开我们的眼睛，看到我们自己的污秽。
Then we have to wonder if the Holy Spirit is really working in our hearts.
那我们要问一下自己，圣灵是不是实在在我们的心里面工作呢？
Because God's word will be effective. That's what it says.
在这里说到神的话语是有效的。
Because if the Spirit is at work,
因为如果圣灵实在在工作的话，
we will thirst for his word. You know, the question is, do you actually believe in these definitions of Scripture, the Bible?
那问题是，你相不相信圣经这个的定义呢？
This is a very important question.
这个是一个很重要的问题。
Because our faith, our salvation is actually based on the Bible.
因为我们的信心，我们的救恩是基于圣经。
If you can't take that Bible and says, yes, I believe this is the word of God.
如果你不可以拿起本圣经说，我相信圣经就是神的话语。
Every word is truth to me.
每一句说话对于我来说都是真理。
And you trust it for your life.
你整个生命所信靠的就是圣经。
You have to walk by that conviction. You have to walk by that truth.
你就要凭住信心，有呢个确信嘅嚟到行。
And then we have to also wonder: Are we really reading the Bible like we should?
我哋亦都要问下自己：我哋系咪用一个正确嘅方式，呢个渴望嘅去读圣经
？If I am really seeing the Bible for what it is，
如果我真系睇到知道圣经系乜嘢
？Do I really treat it as my source of life?
我是不是真的看到圣经就是赐生命的源头呢
Is scripture living water for me? I need to drink every day.
圣经是不是这个活水我每一天都要喝的呢
Second point, the sword's defensive power.
第二点就是讲到这个宝剑防护的防守的能力。
You know, on the topic of defensive weapons.
咁如果要讲到话呢啲防守嘅武器
，Now let me tell you a little secret.
我话个秘密俾你听。
I like knives.
我好中意刀噶。
I don't know if you like weapons.
我唔知你中唔中意武器。
I like weapons.
我中意噶。
I like knives, and not just kitchen knives.
我好中意刀噶，唔系净系厨房嗰啲刀。
I like all sorts of knives.
乜嘢刀我都中意。
Pocket knives,
小刀。
Hunting knives, throwing knives.
打猎嘅刀，飞刀。
You know, folding. It's true. I have throwing knives.
真噶，真系有噶。
Okay, and I love weapons.
我是喜欢武器的。
You know, I like to carry steel canes when I walk around.
我行街呢，我喜欢拿着一些铁的杖。
You know, I like to carry batons.
我又喜欢拿着一些棍。
You know, I like to carry nunchucks.
我连双节棍都喜欢的。
You know, ever since Bruce Lee, you know, in the 70s and 80s, you know, we carry nunchucks around.
自从有了李小龙70年代开始，我都有这个双节棍。
And you can ask my brother William, we used to make our own nunchucks.
咁你问下 William， 我哋自己整自己嘅双节棍噶。
Two pieces of wood，
两块木。
And a wood or metal chain right in between。
跟住就中间有条铁。
And we used to hit each other with them。
我哋就大家打大家。
You know, defensive weapons, things that protect for to protect myself.
呢啲系守护嘅武器啊嘛，要自我保卫噶嘛。
You know, this really became, you know, not an obsession, but it became really important to me when I had a family.
但系当我有咗家庭之后咧，呢一个好似真系一个现实嚟噶。
I was praying for some boys to protect my family, but God didn't let that happen.
我希望有仔咧嚟保护我家庭咧，但系冇咁发生到。
He gave me a whole house.Of girls.
咁我成屋都系有女士。
You know, so I always felt like I needed to be ready to protect them.
我成日都觉得我要作好准备去保护佢哋。
You know, the funny thing is that I said, okay, we can get a dog to protect us. Even our dog is a girl.
咁我攞只狗嚟保护我哋，点知只狗都系狗女嚟嘅。
And our dog is so gentle and kind. I need to protect him.
我只狗咧系纯到我要保护我只狗啊。
So when I go hiking or walking, you know, in the woods with our family, you know, I feel like I need to carry a stick. I need to have my knife with me.
我就觉得我要揸住呢个杖，我要揸住把刀。
You know, just in case I'm attacked by any wild animals.
就系准备有啲野生嘅动物嚟。
Well, wild someone.
或者一啲野人嚟。
You know, just hiking with that metal cane of mine, I feel safer. I feel protected already.
我净系揸住呢个嘅铁杖，我就觉得安全啲啦。我觉得有保障啦。
You know, that's the idea of the sword of the spirit being our defensive weapon.
你知唔知圣灵嘅宝剑系爱嚟防卫我哋噶
？You know, having the sword of the spirit, it helps to protect us, to deflect the blows of Satan.
圣灵的宝剑就是用来保护我们阻止圣灵阻止撒旦的攻击。
Do you remember the last sermon that we're talking about Satan swinging the broadsword trying to hit you?
你記唔記得上一次我講到就話聖靈，唔係撒旦，亦都揸住佢把劍要攻擊我哋啊？
It's a sword of lies.
佢嘅劍係咩啊？ 就係説謊話嘅劍。
To plant doubts and discouragement in your life.
讓你嘅生命有疑惑，讓你嘅生命有灰心。
It's lies of temptation.
就係一啲嘅講大話嘅試探。
And we have to understand God's word becomes that weapon that deflects away the blows of Satan.
我哋要知道神嘅話語就幫我哋阻擋撒旦嘅攻擊。
Only when we know Scripture and apply Scripture,
唯独我们认识圣经，运用圣经，
believers can resist the enemy's lies and stand firm in faith.
一个信徒才可以抵挡撒旦的谎话，而在信心里站立得稳。
Did you hear that? It's very important.
你听不听得清楚啊？好紧要噶。
Only when we know and apply Scripture.
唯独我们认识圣经，应用圣经，
can we stand firm in faith?
我们才可以在信心里站立得稳。
You know, Jesus gives us this wonderful example.
耶稣就给了我们一个很好的榜样。
Even Jesus, God himself,
就算耶稣他本身就是神。
How does he fight Satan?
但是他怎样抵挡魔鬼啊？
He uses the word of God.
他是用神的话语啊。
He uses the word of God to fight off Satan and his temptations.
他是用神的话语去抵挡试探。
Matthew 4, verses 3-11.
马太福音第四章3至11节。
Let us read this together.
让我们一起去读。
And the tempter came and said to him, Jesus, if you are the Son of God, command these stones to become loaves of bread. But he answered, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of the Lord. Then the devil took him to a holy city and set him on the pinnacle of the temple and said to him, if you are the Son of God, throw yourself down, for it is written, he will command his angels concerning you, and on their hands they will bear you up, lest you strike your foot against the stone. Jesus said to him, again it is written, you shall not put the Lord your God to the test. Again, the devil took him to a very high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and their glory. And he said to him, all these things I will give to you if you will fall down and worship me. Then Jesus said to him, begone, Satan, for it is written, you shall worship the Lord your God, and him only shall you serve. Then the devil left him, and behold, angels came and were ministering to him.
马太福音4章3至11节，让我哋一齐嚟读。那试探人的进前来，对他说：你若是神的儿子，可以吩咐这些石头变成食物。耶稣回答说：经上记着说，人活着不是单靠食物，乃是靠神口里所出的一切话。 魔鬼就带他进了圣城，叫他站在殿顶上，对他说：你若是神的儿子，可以跳下去，因为圣经记着说，主要为你吩咐他的使者用手托住你，免得你的脚碰在石头上。耶稣对他说：经上又记着说，不可试探主你的神。 魔鬼又带他上了一座高山，将世上的万国与万国的荣耀都指给他看。对他说：你若俯伏拜我，我就把这一切赐给你。耶稣说：撒旦，退去吧，因为经上记着说，当拜主你的神，单要侍奉他。 于是魔鬼退了，离开耶稣，有天使来同侍候他。Now,
I took time to read this whole passage.
点解我用时间去读咗呢整段呢？
Because it's mighty important.
因为呢一个系十分十分重要。
This is the exact model which we are to call to follow.
我哋就系要去跟随呢一个嘅榜样。
Jesus himself, Son of God.
耶稣自己系神嘅儿子。
He uses the Bible to deflect the blows of Satan.
佢就係用神嘅話語去阻擋魔鬼嘅試探。
Now what does that say to us?
咁呢度同我哋講咩咧？
Now Christ could have just flicked his finger and he would have got rid of him.
耶穌可以用個手指一彈，魔鬼都走咗噶啦。
But he didn't do that.
但係佢冇啊。
He's showing us something very truthful here that God's word is that sword we are to bear.
在这里很清楚让我们看到神的话语就是我们要拿起的宝剑。
It's the power comes from the Spirit that works through His word.
就是这个的圣灵藉着祂的话带给我们的力量。
And we must use scripture as Christ used scripture.
我们要好像基督这样去应用神的话语。
Push off to protect yourself from the blows of Satan.
去抵挡保护自己从撒旦的攻击。
You know, every time Satan hits you, it swings that broad sword of temptation, doubt, or discouragement.
当每一次撒旦用这一把讲大话的剑、试探的剑、让你灰心的剑。
We have to use the sword of God, God's word, to defend ourselves.
我们就要用神赐给我们的宝剑去保护自己。
That means we must know God's word well.
意思来讲，我们必然要熟悉神的话语。
If we don't know God's word well, we won't be effective.
如果我们不熟悉神的话语，我们就会没有效果。
Because when Satan comes and swings that sword of doubt and discouragement,
因为当撒旦去攻击我们，让我们灰心，让我们丧志的时候，
Knowing your Bible well means you see and know the character of God.
当你熟悉圣经的时候，意思就是你明白神的属性。
That you've read the Bible enough to realize that God is faithful, God is good in all the pages of Scripture.
你熟悉圣经到一个地步，你知道圣经讲神是美善的。
That all throughout the whole Old Testament, you've seen God's holiness, His righteousness.
在整本的旧约圣经新约，你都会看到神的圣洁、神的美善。
That you see this character
神的信实。
You see the character of God of being patient and forbearing.
你看到神的忍耐。
That even though His people are rebellious,
就算他的子民是反叛的。
He comes and forgives them.
他就是来到去赦免他们。
And you know and trust this wonderful God, when you see the character of God,
当你看到神的属性的时候，你就信靠他。
We fail in faith when we don't know Scripture as we don't know our God.
我们的信心几时是软弱呢？是当我们不认识神的属性，当我们不认识圣经。
If you don't read the Bible enough to see that loving, faithful Father within the Bible.
如果我们读圣经不读得够多的时候，我们就不可以去认定神就是这个的慈父，这个信实的神。
Then we will always struggle when we hit life's speed bumps.
那就每一次我们经过一些阻滞的时候，我们就觉得无助。
We'll always doubt, we'll always be discouraged and fall into depression.
我们时时就会有失望，我们会灰心，我们会沮丧。
And we fall into every temptation.
我们亦都会去堕落每一个的试探。
Because we don't remember who God is.
因为我们已经不记得了神是哪一位。
And we need to remember His word.
我们要记住祂的话语。
To apply verses like Jeremiah 29:11.
我们要去应用神的话语，例如就是耶利米书第29章的第11节。
That when things are so bad,
当事情是十分之不好的时候，
you need to massage these truths in your heart and remind yourself what it says that God has a purpose and plan for your life.
你就要将圣经的真理插在你的心里面，就讲耶利米书就是讲到神在你的生命里面是有一个计划。
Now when you're stricken with disease,
当你生病的时候，
God has a plan for your good.
你要知道神给你的计划是美善的。
That even when you're sick, they're not meant to harm you.
就算你是生病的时候，神的计划不是要害你。
But His plan is to give you a future and a hope.
乃是要你在末后有展望。
You know, when you face these trials, you rub these truths into your pain in your wounds.
当你喺试炼里边，你就系将神呢啲嘅真理插入你嘅伤口里边。
You have to remember
喺你嘅伤痛里边。
Passages like Romans 8:39，
亦都讲到罗马书第八章第二十。
Well, 38 and 39. For I am sure that neither death nor life, nor angels nor rulers, nor nothing present nor things to come, nor powers, nor heights nor depths, nor anything else in all creation, will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord.
因为我深信，无论是死是生，是天使是掌权的，是有能的，是现在的事是将来的事，是高处的，是低处的，是别的被受造物之物，都不能叫我们与神的爱隔绝。这爱是在我们主基督耶稣里的。
See, when Satan hits you with that sword of discouragement,
当撒旦用这个灰心的剑来打你，
when you begin to doubt,
当你开始疑惑的时候，
it's God's word that's a sword that's able to protect you.
就是神话语的这个宝剑能够保护你。
You rub these verses into your heart.
你就是将这些神的话插在你的心。
Understanding that nothing can ever separate you from God's love.
你要很清楚的知道，没有一样能使你与神的爱隔绝。
And understanding these truths is what makes you able to stand.
就是当你认识这些真理的时候，你才站立得安。
Truths of God's word.
神话语的真实。
Must be poured into our lives over and over and over again.
必然一次又一次的浇灌在我们的生命里面。
That is the only way doubt and fears are blown away.
唯有这样，我们的恐惧，我们的疑惑才可以被驱走。
You fall into doubt and discouragement and depression.
我们会面对失望、灰心、沮丧。
When you lose sight of God's word.
当我们看不到神的话语。
When you're tempted by sin,
当你在罪里面有这个试探。
All right, just for example, when you're tempted to be mean and harsh in judging others,
又或许例如就是当你去对人有很大的批评 或者很苛刻。
It's helpful to remember passages like Proverbs 15.
我们就需要去记住箴言第十。
That a gentle word turns away wrath.
回答温和，使怒消失。
So when you're tempted to fight with your loved one, your spouse,
如果你已经准备要同你所爱的人嗌交，
you remember Proverbs 16:24, a kind word soothes the soul.
你又要去记起箴言十六章二十四节话，良言使心觉甘甜。
So this is the word of God deflecting away the sword of Satan.
这个就是神的宝剑去阻止撒旦的攻击。
You have to use the sword properly.
你要用一个正确的方式去用这把宝剑。
God's word is meant for you to defend against the blows of Satan's sword.
神的宝剑是用来防守你，让撒旦不可以用他把剑去打到你。
So it's imperative that we begin to know God's word.
所以我们要认识神话语是很重要的。
Right, the sword is not just for defense, but it also allows us to attack Satan.
这个的宝剑不单止让我们能够防守，但是也都让我们能够去攻击撒旦。
So let's look a little short, the sword's offensive purpose.
这里就我们再讲就是宝剑攻击的作用。
How do we use the sword offensively?
我们怎样可以用这把宝剑来攻击呢？
It's very simple.
其实很简单的。
Use the sword offensively when you proclaim the gospel, when you share the gospel.
每一次当你跟别人讲福音的时候，你就是用一个攻击性的方法去用这把宝剑。
Every time you share the gospel,
每一次你传福音，
and when somebody comes to receive Jesus as their Lord and Savior,
当一个人去接受主耶稣基督为他的救主，
you're offensive. You're actually advancing God's kingdom.
你就是用一个攻击性的武器，因为你是
You're using God's word to drive away spiritual darkness. That darkness that covers over people's eyes. It's the word of God that brings the light. To help them see their need for Christ, to see their sin. And to see the grace that comes through Christ. So as you speak God's word into a person's life, to help them, to turn from sin, to turn from their struggles of life. Every time you're using God's word to help a brother or sister to grow spiritually, that's using God's word offensively.
你都是用神的话语是一个攻击性。
That we're using God's word to proclaim truth into the lives of people.
因为你就是用神的话语在人的生命里面宣告真理。
You're using God's word
你是用神的话语
to put the light onto darkness
将光带到黑暗。
And we're to shine forth for Christ.
就是在那裡我們為神發光,
because the world is full of darkness. We have to stand up for truth. And to show forth what Christians believe as right and wrong.
去讓人知道,
you know, we can't hide. When the Bible says, yes, abortion is wrong, we have to stand up for that. We have to stand up for the Bible, what's right and wrong. If we understand that the truth of Scripture is truly the Word of God, we don't give in to the whims of society. Bible says sexual immorality is wrong. Marriage is between a male and a female. This is the way God designed it and He made it. You know, we can't say because of society, oh, it's not that way. But we have to shine and show forth, yes, God's word is right. Even if the world says it's okay, God doesn't say it's okay.
但是神没说可行,
and therefore I cannot say it's okay.
所以我亦都不可以说是可行。
That's standing up for the truth.
这个就是站在
using God's word offensively.
这个就是用神的话语成为一个的攻击。
You know, God doesn't tell you to go offend people.
神呢又没叫你去周围去得罪人。
But you're to stand firm in faith.
但是你要凭着信心站立得稳。
To be the beacon of light.
去成为那一个光。
That in these storms of life, in these choppy waters of life.
在人生的风波, 在这些
You shine brightly for God's kingdom. But we always have to remember something. The purpose of why we share. Why we share the gospel. Why we use the sword offensively. Is that when we bring forth the word of God. It's the power of the Spirit that begins to work. Our work, we have to realize, is to speak forth the Word of God. And we have to realize, we are not the ones to convert anybody. We're not the ones to turn people from sin. We can't change people's hearts. You know, we can't even change our own.
And
we can never change the world.
Right?
It's God's responsibility.
God
is the one responsible to do that, not us.
What do we do?
We're called to faithfully preach God's word.
Speak
God's word in truth and love.
And
the Spirit will do the rest.
而其他的东西是圣灵的工作。
We must never lose sight of that.
我们千万不要看错。
You know, otherwise we become prideful and arrogant.
如果不是，我们就会成为很骄傲的了。
It's nothing that we do to help this person. It's the word of God.
我们不能够做些什么去帮助这个人，乃是神的话语。
And it's the Spirit of God that opened this person's eyes to see their struggles as the results of their own struggle with sin.
是神打开他们的眼睛，让他们看到他们的挣扎是基于他们的罪。It's
God's work through us being faithful and preaching that word.
但是神就是透过我们忠心的去宣讲他的话语来成就。
Hebrews 4:12, like I said before.
希伯来书第四章第十二节。
It's the Spirit, the sword of the Spirit that cuts into our hearts.
是圣灵的宝剑刺过我们的灵与魂。
You know, you're never called to use the Bible to hurt others.
神没有叫我们用圣经去伤害别人。
Especially not to be judgmental.
特别是我们不要有批判性。
We have to leave it to God to judge.
因为是神施行审判。
You know, in concluding, I'm very thankful.
当我要结束的时候，我很感谢神。
That I was really never attacked by wild animals or anything when I was hiking in the woods.
当我去行山的时候，我从来没被任何的动物去攻击过。
You know, it's kind of scary when you go hiking in the woods, nobody's around.
因为当你行山的时候，你周围是没有人，是惊的。
You know, when Mabel and I were with these little girls who were toddlers, they're joyfully running around.
咁当我哋啲小朋友细嘅时候，你行山周围冇人，啲小朋友就好开心嘅周围走。
And sometimes you're sleeping at a campsite in the middle of the week.
咁有时咧喺我哋亦都会露营嘅。
And you're sleeping at a campsite in the middle of the week.
咁啊喺一个星期嘅中间 middle of the week.
Yeah.
一个星期嘅。 中间你就去露营了。
realize the camp is deserted.
咁你就会发觉原来露营咧系冇人嘅。
Right, you're one tent popping up in the middle of the forest with one or two other places.
你就系一个一片大地咧，净系得一两个邻居嘅啫。
And you feel very vulnerable.
你会觉得好唔安全。
So I always carried my staff and my knife.
所以我时时都揸住个杖，揸住把刀。
But I'm thankful we're never attacked.
但我好感謝主咧，我哋從來冇受傷過。
Because I'm probably not very proficient in knowing how to fight with a knife.
因為我諗我都唔係好識點樣攞把刀啊同人打交嘅。
Okay, and I probably would have been, you know, easily overpowered and defeated.
咁我好相信我都好容易俾人打低嘅。
And also, I'm thankful that nothing really happened.
所以我好多謝主咧，冇事發生。
God protected me even in my own foolishness.
在我的愚拙里面是神保守我的。But
in the same way,
但是同一样,
we can't be fooled to just think that because I carry a Bible around,
我们也不可以这么傻，以为我们拿着本圣经,
just because I have a name badge that says Christian,
因为我有一个名牌说我是基督徒,
that we can protect ourselves from the schemes of Satan.
我们就可以从撒旦的计谋里面自我保护。
Doesn't matter if you own 10 Bibles at home.
無論你屋企有10本聖經也好,
doesn't matter if you own the best study Bible.
或者你有最好的研讀版的聖經,
if you don't become proficient in knowing the Bible.
但是如果你對認識聖經上面沒有這個熟練呢,
you can't go around saying, oh, I have the Bible, I'm saved.
你不可以就這樣拿著聖經說,我有本聖經,我得救了。
It doesn't help you if you don't practice.
但是如果你不应用，亦都唔帮到你。
If I don't learn how to throw that knife, to throw that sword, I can't protect myself.
如果我唔去练习点样 去用呢把飛刀，去點樣用呢把寶劍，亦都唔會幫到我。
If I don't read this Bible, if I don't study this Bible, if I don't memorize these verses into my heart,
如果我唔去閱讀聖經，如果我唔去熟讀聖經，如果我唔去背熟聖經，對我係冇益處的。
We will never be able to walk worthy of our calling.
我哋永遠行事為人唔會配得我哋蒙召嘅恩。
Will you get to heaven? Yes.
你會唔會去到天堂呢？會。
Maybe not. I don't know.
唔知咧。
It depends on the Spirit working in your heart.
就要睇下聖靈點樣喺你心裏邊嚟到工作啦。
But in order to walk worthy of our call,
但係如果我哋要与我哋蒙召嘅恩嚟到相称
，to be strong in the power of the Lord，
我哋要喺主嘅大能里边刚强壮胆。
We have to take up the sword daily. This is the word of God. Read the word of God.
我哋只要日日揸起圣灵嘅宝剑，这个就系神嘅话语，我哋每日要去读。
You know, and I want us to go back to that first question I asked you.
希望大家翻翻去我头先问嘅第一条问题。
Do you really see the Bible as the living Word of God？
你系咪真系认识到圣经系神活生生嘅话语
？It is only through the Holy Spirit，
唯独藉住圣灵
，that we can make that claim。
我哋先至可以作出呢一个嘅宣告。
And if the Spirit opens our eyes to see that，
让圣灵打开我哋嘅眼睛，让我哋睇到。
God's Spirit also changes our hearts, changes our, gives us a new body and a soul.
神嘅圣灵亦都改变我哋嘅
body later, soul now.
改变我哋嘅心，改变我哋嘅灵，将来亦都俾我哋有个新嘅身体。
That we will desire different things.
我哋就会渴望别嘅东西。
And one of the things that the Spirit makes us desire is the thirst for God's word.
而圣灵使我哋所渴望嘅就系神嘅话语。
It makes us gives us the desire to pray, which we'll cover next week.
让我哋会有呢一个嘅渴求去祷告，我哋下个星期会讲。
So if the Spirit lives in you,
如果圣灵居喺你嘅心里边。
You will thirst for the God's word.
你会渴慕神嘅话。
You will have a desire to read it.
你会渴慕去读神嘅话。
You know, don't be foolish like me, okay?
唔好似我咁傻。
Thinking that I can just walk around with a staff and a cane and you know never use it and be able to defend myself.
我以为揸住个杖揸住把刀，从来都唔使用嘅，我就可以去保护自己。
In order for us to win the daily battles, the spiritual battles we face,
如果我哋要喺每日属灵征战里边，我哋要得胜。
These little battles of struggling with our sins, turning away from temptations.
呢啲小小嘅挣扎，例如就系要喺试探里边离开，喺我哋嘅罪里边。
These little battles of not being discouraged.
或者就系我哋唔好灰心。
We can't be lazy.
我哋唔可以懒惰噶。
We can't be lazy.
我哋唔可以懒惰。
We must read the word of God.
我哋一定要读神嘅话语。
You know, to grow in faith and in truth.
我哋要喺信心同真理上边成长。
We must read God's word.
我哋一定要读神嘅话。
You know, Mabel showed me this real quote, a good quote recently.
最近 Mabel 咧睇到一个人嘅讲法，我就觉得几好嘅。
I thought it's wonderful. Let me read it to you.
咁我同你分享。
The Bible is meant to be bread for daily use. Not just cake for special occasions. You get that? The Bible is meant to be bread for daily use. You eat it every day. Not just cake for special occasions. You only read once a year for your birthday.
圣经是我们每日的生命面包，不是偶然的蛋糕。意思就是说，我们每日都要读圣经，每日都要得到这个食粮，就不是好像蛋糕那样，一年吃一次的生日蛋糕。
Let's pray.
让我们低头祷告。
Father, we do pray that your Spirit will, Lord, really convict our hearts.
神啊，求你嘅灵使我哋扎心。
To come before you and realize that we do treat and take for granted your word.
我哋真系好多时将你嘅话语觉得系理所当然。
We don't treat your word the Bible as breathed out by the Spirit.
我们没有看圣经的时候, 用一个态度去知道是你所默示的,
that we are to kneel humbly before this book.
让我们真的谦卑的在圣经面前,
to cherish every verse, every chapter.
去看每一个字, 每一章, 每一节是宝贵的,
because it is truth from you.
因为这个是神你自己的真理。
Father, we have these books. We have multiple versions of this book.
主啊, 我们有圣经, 我们有不同翻译版的圣经。
Father, help us to realize you've given us all that we need.
神啊, 帮助我们去谨记, 我们所需要的一切你已经给过我们。
Inspiration has been given to us. Direction for life has been given to us.
主啊, 我们生命的方向在哪里你都给了我们了。 你的启示已经给了我们。
Father, help us to thirst for your word.
主啊, 帮助我们去渴慕你的话语。
Realizing that your word is that light into our paths.
让我们知道你的话语就是我们路上的灯。
Turn us away from the laziness.
帮助我们离开我们的懒惰。
Trying to live life by my own wisdom, my own laws and rules.
去靠自己的智慧, 自己的判断来去过活。
But help me to really cherish your word.
帮助我们去珍惜你的话语。
So that I can really see who you are.
让我们真的清楚地知道你是哪一位。
It is only when we understand who you are through your word.
我们唯有是藉着你的话语, 我们才能够认识到你是哪一位。
That we will be able to know who we are.
在这样的情况下, 我们才知道我们自己是哪一个。
And how we can live for you.
我们怎样能够为你而活。
Father, light that flame within us.
主啊, 求你都是在我们心里点着这个火种。
Lord, make us desire your word.
让我们渴慕你的话。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣的名字祈求。
Amen.
Amen.
Let's all rise and turn to hymn number 168.